Hi, gang. Here we are.
Friday before vacation. Everybody's all wide awake, bushy-tailed, bright-tailed, and bushy-eyed or something.
That's an expensive piano bench to do that to. Well, I know one thing. I don't want it on my suit. No, people get tired of complaining about hard benches, and I don't like padded benches, so. Okay, you may all stand. Do sing it better than I play it, won't you? Potu labe domini. Still a little Latin hanging on. Ready? One, two, ready, sing.
Potu labe domini. Potu labe domini.
More staccato. What happened was, is I missed by a whole step. Both directions, yeah. Okay, you may be seated. That was just a brief warm-up. Take out the mercy of the Lord. I missed it. That wasn't it. Oh, we didn't need a key changer anyway. Just had this tuned a week and a half ago. Who did it? It is the weather. We have to give a couple of tests today, don't we? Nina's not here still? Well, that's too bad. One. Let's see, this one is done. One and two and three and four. there, soprano.
Okay, that was a review.
See how you do on the vowels or the consonants. Did you practice like you were asked?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. You had a question. He alone will ever be my strength. Maybe a little bit difficult.
Did you always put a last consonant on?
Always. Let me hear you a cappella, please. Oops. Sing ah. You're not memorizing the pitch. You're singing at a pitch you hear from the piano. Sing off. Just keep breathing and keep singing. Don't stop. That was much better. It was much better. Sing it again. that's pretty good. That's pretty good practicing.
But still a little pardon my mouth. We're still a little inconsistent on certain ones. Alone will is still a bit inconsistent. Some of the men are actually overdoing strength. And yes, thank you. On whom I stand, and salvation. Don't overdo, just make it clean. Okay? That's pretty good. You will potentially be tested on that one. Now, take out King and His Beauty. Yes, question mark on mercy. It's Rock of. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Right? It's not. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. That's an interpretive consideration. If you do make a break, a lot of times we do. We've kind of have. In this class, we're singing through the phrase. But some of us are and some of us aren't, because we are a mixed multitude in this class. Okay, King and His Beauty is quite a bit more difficult.
Beg your pardon.
After this class, the pressure's off for a week. I'll make it till 11. Going to an exclusive condominium with a waterbed, my own. This one has, as we worked on the vowel shapes, you know, has very difficult vowels. This makes an excellent final exam, this one does, doesn't it? Yeah. Whatever I say. But the consonants are even more fun in this one than the vowels. The king in, nin, his abue. His beauty has one my heart. The king in his beauty is a calling. Clear L. Ling me. Not gummy, but gummy. Come away, lots of M. Come away. Which is no M at all, but energetic M. My beloved, come with me, etc. So let's give it a try. No, Z sounds can be rather energetic as long as you're not whistling them. Zzz, like that. But zzz is different. Has come. If it's has, see, S, sibilances distort. They're a particular sound, but Z sounds are not near as distorting as S sounds. Yes? Nyin. 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 The king in his, hear that? The king in his beauty has won my heart. Really exciting. You'll learn a new language, kind of like Afrikaans, like Mbabwe, you know. M-E-N-G-I-N. N-G-I-N. N-G-I-N. There are African languages that start with, you know, M and another consonant or N and another, like N-N-E-G-O or things like that. N-N-E-G-O. M-M-Bob. Chinese? That's weird. One time, I used to make jokes about Swahili, remember? I don't know if you remember. I used to make all these jokes about Swahili. Somebody sent me a Swahili magazine from South Africa. It was really funny. I quit making jokes about Swahili. Language is even more bizarre and complex than I suggest. Very bizarre language. Not to mention Afrikaner, which is even a more interesting language. Let's do it this way. That better? I don't know why I'm so concerned about creature comfort. I guess I'm more concerned about pitch. One, two, three. Now, I'm running a pretty much faster tempo than you're wanting to go. And it's helpful to sing in a little bit better tempo. You're not worried about running out of air so soon. I'm trying to keep the tempo up. Keep it alive. Keep it feeling alive. It doesn't matter if it sounds too fast to you. Don't make it drippy. Let's just keep the tempo moving right along, and it will help us to keep our vowels in shaped right and our consonants energetic. Something very slow is much easier to be sloppy with. We want to get at precise placement of consonants at a regulated tempo. It's easier to do. So I'll be running a little bit faster tempo than maybe you're expecting. One, two, three. Playing it in D flat. It's real interesting.
We better do this test before we forget.
So, Bradley, you will go to the piano and take out I Choose to Believe. Thank you. And if reader, if you would sing I Choose to Believe, please, Bradley will conduct you. Yeah, just right there. Do you want to stand up? Whatever you want to do, whatever is more comfortable for you.
You do sing soprano now, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Here's your start. Starting note. One, two, three.
Yeah, lots of wind there to go with. Okay. And okay, now, except for Anita, I have everybody's grades. So if after class today you'd like to know what you got, you can come and ask me. If you don't want to know, you don't have to come and ask me. I have letter grade. I also have your score, and I also can make comments on some. Some I didn't write comments down on. But, well, usually the problem is consistency or clarity, if there's a problem. Consistency or clarity. You may have some that are real clear, but if you're inconsistent, like if all your E's aren't the same and all your I's aren't the same, that sort of thing. That was a, and some people who may not have sounded real sharp to your ears had fantastic vowel shapes and they got really high scores. And some people who may have sounded really exciting were collapsing certain vowels or stylizing a little bit. So, don't feel bad about your grade. It's just the first grade of the semester. Remember, you're going to get graded on this. You're going to get graded on the Italian terms, which is a memory test. You'll be graded on the consonants, and then you'll have a final grade on a full piece of music, vowels, consonants, expression, etc., everything. Plus, along the way, there's going to be an assignment a little later in the semester, a semester assignment that you have 2-3 weeks to do. Which, so you'll be at 4 or 5 grades in this semester to work with. I know, that's because I haven't given them to you. Just a few, but I'm going to sit down and give you the whole mess, give you the week to learn them, and then test you on them. It's a real simple thing. Might give you 2 weeks, but usually you'll take the last week to learn them anyway. Because if you learn them early, you'll forget them, you know, because we're not using them that much. I'm using them less and less, but I do use them, so. As you hear Keith and I batting them around all the time. Oh, let's see. Let me see how many there are. It's kind of like trying to read a menu in an Italian restaurant. I mean, after a while, you learn them all. Maybe you've never been to an Italian restaurant. There's accelerando, allargando, brio, and con brio, crescendo, decrescendo, diminuendo, fermata, fortissimo, 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 forte, mezzo piano, piano, pianissimo, pianissimo, grandioso, maestoso, poco a poco, rallentando, ritardando, sforzando, staccato, legato, marcato, pizza pie. No, there's not that many. There was a whole 8 of these are the dynamic range, the fortissimo through, etc. And then there's, besides those, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. There's some here missing. I better put them in. There is rubato, and there is cantabile. How do you spell cantabile? It's cantabile, isn't it? Isn't it cantabile? 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 Allegando. Rubato and cantabile. Yeah. What? Fumpa fumpa. You still got that old list? Let me see. Now this one has this is a glossary of terms from 6480. So that you would understand what I'm saying. Obligato spelled wrong. Beaucoup de guts. It's a French term. Meaning big or mucho macho. Beaucoup de guts. Entrances, which are starting points. Muddy, gushy, not articulated yet. Head tone, similar to falsetto, lyrical. Bright, thin, not focused, brassy. Intense, quietly emphasized. Flow, sensitive to the spirit, relaxed, unprogrammed. Descant, different kind of rhythm along beside. Obligato, sung above, similar to the melody, but higher. Black, rhythmic, loose. Stilted, stilted, in a box. Scoop, non-intended grace notes. Twang, country. Crooning, scooping and distorting vowels for effect. Placement, position of soft palate for tone and hard palate. Nasal, through the nose and sinuses. Throaty, through the mouth, not head tone. Breathy, not enough support. Staggered breath, breath at different times. Rubato, that's rubato. Free, less or no rhythm, stretched rhythm. Retard. Slow down. Diminuendo, dimmed, softened. This is supposed to be accelerando. It means get faster. Formal, highly arranged choral charismatic songs. Vamp, repeat ourselves. Color, degree of bright, dark, and vowel tone. Sleepers, don't pay any attention to anything. Blend, two voices cooperating to sound like one. Legato, smooth. I don't have that on here either. Yes, I do. Legato. Modulate is a key change. Cadence, conclusion, final resolution of a chord progression. Dynamics, loud or soft. Transparent, lots of holes, air. Flaky, bad anything. Wall to wall. Thick chordal, cram as much keys as possible. Safeway music, easy listening. Pentecostal, old time sound. Charismatic, more contemporary sound. Fumpa fumpa, everybody walking down. What did I say? Fumpa fumpa. Croony or phony, style borrowed from entertainment world. Like the way... She has an example here I can't repeat. Like the way Dan... says, like the way Dan King sings Near to the Heart of God. Marcato, that's an Italian spaghetti, the way you have it spelled here. Heavier than staccato, not connected like legato, marked. That's an interesting... I've used a lot of these terms, except... I used to say chocolate syrup, too, if you recall. Nobody knows what the musical term chocolate syrup means. Do you? Thick. Well, I do intend to give you these Italian terms, though. Spumoni. Spumoni, S-P-O. Well, that's actually S-P-I. So, you'll get those. You will have the a test on, we're going to go through several pieces like we do with vowels, on consonants, and you'll be tested on consonants just like you're testing on the vowels. Then we'll have the assignment, which is a very simple assignment. It's not as simple as it looks, but it's much simpler than most people make it. And some of you, because you've been through this so many times before, will know what to do. Some of you won't. And this assignment I may have to grade on two separate curves. But we'll see. Was anybody in here at the spring semester last year? Nan was, wasn't she? So she may have done this assignment. I think she may have done this assignment. And so she can just turn the same one in again. Okay, so let's look at the King and His Beauty then. Yes. Final test, you're going to have to sing it all alone. Oh, we might do some quartets, but I can't test you as well as I can all alone. How do you get over that nervousness? Do it enough times. No. No, I can't sing well, near as well enough in a test all alone either. But when I was in college, you can't perform as well. I know that, but everyone's in the same boat. I grade on the curve. See, I grade on a curve. And so, if some people have more problem with nerves than others, I suppose it's going to affect their grade more than others. But everyone is having the same, you know, about the same percentage of deficiency. Just about. Well, when we get down to the final test, I'm going to be grading on a lot more when I'm grading in on these things. See, these things are really simple, and they're good for you to get up and stand up, because all I'm grading on is the shape of your vowel and the consistency. So if you run out of breath, it makes no difference whatsoever. See? And if you crack up and start smiling, it doesn't make any difference. It makes no difference at all. Now, if you've got the vowel going, and then you start smiling or laughing or something, it makes no difference. See? Same with the consonants. I'm going to be grading strictly on your consonants. If you collapse in vowels because you forget, it's not going to make a lot of difference. See? Now, if you do that, sometimes it does affect your consonants. Production. When we get down to the end, I'm going to be grading on a number of items, but only items dealt with in during the semester. We've dealt again briefly with tone production. We've dealt with vowel shapes. Okay. We have dealt with breath support some, but if you're out of air, you're out of air, that's not going to be a major problem. In other words, I'm not expecting from everybody a perfectly executed piece of music when we're done, especially if it's something difficult like King and His Beauty. But I am expecting to see growth in certain areas. But you will be graded on more than just one item at that point. But I'm not looking for total perfection. And so that's why you're getting at least two tests prior to that where you sing alone. When I was in college, we didn't have any tests all through the semester. At the end of the semester, we had a final. And our whole grade for that semester in voice or in keyboard or whatever else we happened to be performing, and I had both, was based on that one single final. And it was a jury grade. It wasn't just your instructor who knows how well you do and don't do and who likes you. What you do is you put on your tux, you put your tux on, and you walk down on stage and performed for an exclusive audience, the entire faculty of the School of Music. And you had to have a selection. And like my first, I was just a dumb freshman, never took a voice lesson in my life. I sang in choirs and stuff, but in a small town in southern Oregon. I'd never been with the big boys, and the competition was rough. I didn't realize what kind of competition was out there, because in my high school I had it all on the ball. But when I got up there, all of a sudden I was just a Joe Nobody in a big crowd of pretty good people. Fortunately, the student body was close, and they liked each other. And we did things together, and we were rooting for each other. It wasn't a dog-eat-dog situation like some of the big schools of music, but that first time was a real, I mean, talk about nervous. You should have heard me sing. You've heard me sing with a great big voice, right? You should have heard me then. Bright is the ring of words.
White knuckle.
It was real funny. I was shaking the piano. This great big 9-foot piano was going, blah, blah, blah. That was nervous. And then they all just sit there and stare at you, and some of them kind of look down, you know. But by the time when I left UPS, my last final was a ball. I had a ball doing my last final. And I never played better in my life either. I walked in, and they were all there, you know. I went to the organ console. I had a big pipe organ sitting there, and you walk in and you sit down at the console and you play. And I walked and I played one number, only one. I didn't play a bunch as usual. I just played one big one. And sat down and played and smiled and left. That was the last thing I ever did. Got an A. You know, but they all write comments and they all write a grade. And then that grade is correlated and that's what you get. But you do that enough times and it's not a problem. The first time, it's a problem. You know, and they like me, take that into consideration. See, I take into consideration you're nervous. I'm not dumb. I don't know if you noticed. But, yes, I like you. I like you besides, and I'm rooting for you, too, because it's more than, you know, well, how is the reputation of our prestigious School of Music being upheld by this student, or is he a klutz? You know, it's not like that. We're all aiming for the same thing. Being effectual in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not, you know, picking people out who are and aren't. I'm trying to make everybody as effectual as they can be with what they have talent-wise. That's not necessarily what they're doing out there. But jury grading is much more difficult. And you may say, well, I could never do that. Well, I never thought I could do it either, and I did it a number of times. There's no problem to me. And on top of that, to stay in the School of Music, you had to go through a listening test. That is what we had to go through. You had the jury test of your instrument and your voice. You had, of course, final exams and things like theory and history and all the other things, music theory and music history. Plus, to stay in a school of music, there was a listening test. There was a two-page list of famous works, anywhere from small sonatas, keyboard sonatas, to huge operas. I mean, and lengthy, you know, one-hour-long jobs, multi-record jobs. Goldberg Variations, for instance, which is a you know, it takes four phonograph records to get through all 50 Goldberg Variations. And that's one item on a list of about 100, the Goldberg Variations. And what you have to do is you have to listen to these, all these works. And your first year, you have a list of, you have the whole list, but you're responsible for your first semester for 8. Your second semester, 16. Your next semester, 8 more, all the way through your senior year. So by your senior year, you are responsible for 8 times 8, whatever that is, 64 pieces of music out of a list of about 120. And you have to know these so well. The way the test goes is a whole school of music piles in the recital hall. We all sit there, and we have on our laps a test form, which is just numbers 1 through 120 with a blank after each one. That's all it is. You put your name at the top, and then a 5 to 20 second segment of each one of these works is played. And you have to identify the work from that 5 to 20 second segment of 120 works. Some very similar. I mean, there's 2 or 3 Puccini operas on the list, and they all sound the same. You know, which one is it? You know, and you mix Scarlatti and the Goldberg Variations together and some other things, they all sound alike, and you've got to know the difference. And if you don't pass this test, you're thrown out of the School of Music. You become a business major. And then you got to pass this test, you know, or a phys ed major, one to the other, you know, or undeclared. And you've got to pass this every semester. And you have to get 8 right the first semester, 16 right the second semester, minimum to stay in. I pass it every semester. It was a ball, let me tell you. But there were tricks you use, you know, along the way. But, and you know, you can usually get it within the period. It's kind of like those Bible questions on Open Door. Old Testament, New Testament, book, chapter, verse. But you can usually get Old Testament and New Testament. You can find the period of the piece. And you can usually get, you know, close to the book, the composer. But there's multiple works by given composers on the list. And so getting down to the actual chapter and verse of it is a little bit more difficult. But there's tricks you use. Anyway, so what you're going through really isn't that gigantic of a mega trial when it comes to these tests. I'm sort of a mega trial. There are people in our assembly that don't have trials. They have mega trials. But you do want to do your best. You can do better. It's much easier to absorb yourself into a quartet or an octet. It is. And you will do better individually. But I can't tell how well you're doing individually when you are absorbed in that kind of a group. There is a test, which we may or may not get to this semester, where I do quartet and octet type things to see how well you mesh in expression. But that's been a Music Ministry 4 test, and we don't usually get to it in this 2-semester class, of being able to really flow with just anybody and learn to flow with a piece of music and this sort of thing. We really haven't gotten that far in expression in this group, and so we won't get there. We're working on real basic things, basic musicality things that affect choral music, and that's about as far as we're going to get, I think. But we'll see how it goes. But I don't think you're doing too badly at all. I'm real pleased. Now, in fact, you know, giving you the assignment of mercy, you did a super job. You know, considering what you knew 2 weeks ago and how well you were doing 2 weeks ago, you have learned a lot. You're applying it, and I appreciate it. I think it's good. But the consistency factor requires consistent work at it, and doing it, and doing it, and doing it. And so we'll do some more of it here. If we're doing this one, any other questions before we go back to this song here? Yes, Barbara? Immediately after class, I'll hang around here. Does Russell come in today? He does? He doesn't. Okay. So I'll hang around a few minutes if you want to ask.
Okay.
Plus, remember, in this Bible college, we do grade on the curve. Or in Christian school, they grade on the opposite type of scale. They decide what's perfect, and they grade down from there. If I did that in this class, it wouldn't be all that sharp. A cappella. Ready? One. Take you all together, it might be easier. See, men, especially if you're singing this blasé bass part, it's much easier. You feel more like a bagpipe girl than you do a musician. But you still must feel an integral part of the choral whole and place the consonants right where they belong. Clearly. Now be sure to follow me, and so we're precisely putting the putting it on together. Two, three, four. Again. Okay, take that last phrase. The king in his beauty is calling me. Two, three, four.
Okay, you're not energizing all your consonants. You need to energize the
Sinuses. Try that. Everybody, come away to three.
Come away. Come away.
Same with you.
Oh, come away. Oh, come away. Energize the consonants.
Take it again. Two, three.
Come away. Come with me, come away, come away, my beloved, come with me.
Okay, I tell you what, between now and next time is pretty much vacation. However, I would like, before next Tuesday, like Monday or Sunday before next Tuesday, that you look this over, double check it, and we'll review it again next time. Yes. You.
With.
The darker sound. My beloved, come with me. With me, not the. With the. Yeah, not like thistle, it's the. Mm-hmm. I don't know the difference. Thistle? Thistle? And with? Some people say with, but I thought the word was with. From different parts of the country, it's different. The thorn and the thistle. The thorn, there are different.
Yes.
They're very different, aren't they? Just like the difference between an F and a V. Very good. Okay, after this. Well, I didn't pick one out for after this yet. Ooh, here's a good one. I want to see you. I want to see you. I'll quick go through this and tell you how the consonants go, and you can take an opportunity to look it over, and we will work on this on Tuesday. It's I want to. I want to. Two T's. I want to see you. In all. In all. Energize the N. In all. In all your. All your. Lior. Lior. In all your beauty. Energize the B. In all your glow. Gl, G-L sound, very hard. I used to have to sing an exercise in college. Glee, glay, gla, glow, glee, glay, gla. Glee, glay, gla, glow, glee, glay, gla. You know, it's enough to make you lose your breakfast. But you learn how to energize a G-L sound, like God. It's very difficult for some people to sing that clearly. They go, God. But it's God, glory, glory, G-L sound. Work on it. Glory, of course. In all your love. Love, energize the L. Not in all your yov, but love. Clean, crisp L sound, energized V sound. So, diminuendo lur sibilance. I will seek. Will seek. Seek you. Seek you. It's very difficult not to make that seek you like the fishing village up here. Until. You until I lie. Energize or crisp up the L sound. Find you, not find you. I know there's many fine Jews, but it's find you. Find you. And there. There, behold you. Again, we don't an old Jew either. There are young ones. It's old you. common in the Pacific Northwest to sing "Till I Behold You." It's "Till I Behold You." Face to face, again, careful with the sibilances. Seek you.
I will seek you until I find you and there behold you.
Tom? Yeah. Attack your Y as a consonant. It's a specific attack on the Y sound that will clean that up. You're right. Okay, you look these over and we'll work on these Tuesday. Have a good vacation. I am. You want to see your braid? Well, let's see. A minus. You were very consistent. You were late. In other words, you didn't. So you got a whole letter grade drop. So what it should have been, you got a C instead of a B. Okay, but it would have been a B otherwise.
Okay.
Your oohs were not quite right. That's the only thing I wrote down. That doesn't mean that was all.
Oh.
Oh, also the E sounds were not consistent. The E sounds they were different. Okay. Chill. B. No comment. I don't know why. Adrian. You didn't put an E sound on the end of your I. You just said ah. And the O sound, you got a B. Nine. What do you mean? The I sound wasn't completely together. You were going ah, and you forgot to put go ah, E. We were overcompensating. We're going IE. There's an overcompensation. And the oo sounds are not correct. And you got a B. Good. Good. You got a B. I guess not. Diane. A minus. You're doing better.
I asked Rick, I told him, I said, can you watch me on the platform? Because you're so far away. But one thing I know that Dr. Cooper said that last summer is I really made a conscious effort on the platform to really think rather than just be anointed. And I realized that when I would get up there, there was this tendency to do this, and it ruined the vowel.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed some of the other people in class may have that same concept that in order to be anointed, you have to have that
effervescent grin
on your face.
Effervescent
what,
grin.
Yeah, well, from what some said
like
when they were trying to get us
fizzy.
To do our assignments, mm-hmm. You know, last time they'd say, smile.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that,
you have to learn how to smile without destroying your vowel shape.
Uh-huh. And Rick said he was noticing a difference of being able to be anointed and look musical.
Good. Super. Anita.
Like you get scared, you swallow everything.
You got an A+. We were very consistent. You're which one?
Kimberly.
You got an A. Rob? You got a B. Your E impossible. Possible.
Possible.
Yeah, you got possible plus your E sound for my consistent.
Thanks.
Carol, and a B+, your U sounds were inconsistent. Lynette, you had an A+. You were very consistent. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's
Tonally, you were not real stable, but your vowels were very consistent.
Really? Okay. How am I doing on my vowels?
You're improving. That's how come you got that grade.
How am I doing on my consonants?
I don't know yet. I really am listening to individuals.
One question, okay.
Let me take it after I get everybody taken care of.
I can ask you another day.
Okay. Whatever is convenient for you. Okay. I'll ask Brad. That's you.
Did you have any comments?
No. Except it was extremely consistent. That's what I meant.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. It's bigger than the
box. Rita, you were late, and I don't know about late tests, but you get a full letter grade for them. So you got a B minus and adjusted down to a C minus.
Okay. I got to hug you.
Oh, thank you, Rita.
Okay, I love you.
Thank you.
And just
Good. Praise the Lord.
Oh. So thankful.
Oh, good. Praise the Lord. Your E sound's not quite right, son.
Yeah.
You're a B.
I'm not close to
I don't know. That's my... Marian. B plus. No comments, I don't know why. But... Bob. Bob. You got a real... Every vowel is inconsistent. And so on the curve, because the consistency of everybody else, it came out to a high D. But the U was totally collapsing, and everything talked about that. And every vowel was inconsistent from every other vowel. And so on a point scale, it was radically reduced. Yeah. But more mirror work and trying to emulate in your consonants what you're seeing in people that do have clear vowels. Bring that thing out. Good. Here's Mark. Mark. Your E is almost too dark. You're overcompensating.
What do you mean by it?
It's almost too dark of a sound. We're over darkening it. It's not. Doesn't have any lightness to it, brilliance to it.
And I could improve it by
Lightening up on this shape. Giving a little bit more relaxed feel to the E shape, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So
more relaxed. Just one quick question on.